This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The classic musical number says thank heaven for little girls, but having two preteen children can be a challenge on the campaign trail. Award-winning political journalist Gwen Ifill recently wrote an article for Essence magazine. It was about her time with the Obama family as they campaigned across the country and faced the issue of whether to put their children in the spotlight. Gwen, how are you doing?
I'm terrific.
When you took a look at the Obama family, what did you see?
I saw a family that was trying, especially the parents, to be extremely normal. They're obviously operating in a very abnormal environment, but they're very conscious of the fact that they have these two little girls. So they're trying to create this aura of normalcy for them where they still go to camp and they still go to dance class and they still play tennis. And, occasionally they go out on the campaign trail with daddy and have thousands of people sing happy birthday to them. So it's a very abnormal situation in a family attempting to be normal. It's interesting watching the two things collide.
You talk not only about the Obamas' immediate family, but also their multiracial extended family, which includes Chinese Americans, white Americans, you know, the branch in Hawaii. Of course, there's the branch we know about that's in Kenya. Do the girls seem to have any awareness of kind of how far the tentacles of their family extend?
I think to them that's what normalcy is. It's interesting. We are so bent on defining ourselves racially in this country. But here's a family in which there is nothing unusual about them except they don't all look that much alike. So I think what the Obamas are attempting to stress, not in an overt way necessarily, but what becomes clear watching them all together, is they're saying this is what normal is now in this society. We have the possibility of a biracial president, but his wife is thoroughly Southside Chicago. His daughters are nothing but little black girls, and yet their cousin is a little Asian girl because her father is Chinese-Canadian. So when you put them all together, they all seem to get along fine, but they, because they're family, don't spend as much time talking about difference as they do what they have in common.
When you get to listen to Sasha, the younger daughter, say, "Daddy's gone a lot," did that strike you as an indictment or just a statement of fact?
It was a statement of fact. She said it in a little bit wistfully, but almost as if she's made note of this before, that no one should be surprised by this fact. She's the one who kind of frolics a lot. She can't sit still for very long. Malia, the older daughter, is the one who's very thoughtful and inner-directed and asked her dad at one point when this all started, "Dad, it would be too stressful to be president. Why do you want to be president?" You know, she's thinking all of this through and this kind of really older than her years kind of way. They're very different girls in that way, but you can see how they are the daughters of their parents.
What sense did you get of the pros and cons of having a family while being on the campaign trail? What sense did you get of Senator Obama's and Michelle Obama's bargain that they have made with themselves and to a certain extent with the press and with the government in terms of having a family and also being in this position of, you know, getting death threats and having to travel and all the things that happen when you're a candidate?
The word bargain is actually it sounds like a harsh word, but it's exactly what they have to have done here. They have to have decided that it's going to be okay for Dad to be away for a long time and dealing in a completely different world where he was going to be too distracted. The bargain is that when he is home, he is home. When he is with his daughters, he's with his daughters. But that man never takes his BlackBerry off his belt. And you can't run for president and ever fully disconnect. Even on vacation this week in Hawaii, he's taking time out to give daily statements about what's happening in Georgia and Russia. So he has to speak because he is actually aspiring to be something larger than what he is now. So what they try to do with the help of her mother, who is at home a lot and takes them to camp and runs errands and provides that constant, is that they use their family as a way of trying to create a way where things aren't that different for the girls. The girls have been told if they get to the White House, they can have a dog. So they're kind of focused on the dog thing, completely focused on it. Now, here's where the trade-off collides with what they intend. On the day that I was out with them interviewing them, there was also an interviewer there from Access Hollywood. They had agreed to sit around and do an interview with the family, but not with the girls, but they were persuaded by the producer to let the girls wear microphones so you could just hear their exclamations, and it turned into a full-fledged interview with the girls, which is not what the Obamas say they intended. And after it was over, they regretted. The girls were charming and very interesting to listen to, but what they did was open a Pandora's box for every other person with a video camera to say, well, they let them talk to Access Hollywood. Why won't they let them talk to me? So that's the kind of balance I don't think they had completely thought through before they started doing interviews like that.
What do you think, if you can comment at all, of how that interview came across, the TV interview?
I personally stood there while they were giving the interview and wondered why they were doing it. I thought that it was a slippery slope, that when you look at how Hillary Clinton handled Chelsea Clinton's protection, and even the Bushes kept the Bush twins out of as much as they could keep out of the limelight. They tried to put down a line, and they said, you can't cross it. These girls are so much more younger. They're so much more vulnerable. There's a greater risk when you put them in front of a camera.
What impact, if any, do you think that the candidates' families are going to have on how the conventions play out?
American voters are buying into the whole family idea, so it's not unimportant. I remember in 1992 when I was covering Bill Clinton that they were surprised that they got all the way to the convention before they discovered that most Americans did not know that they even had a daughter. They had been protecting her so much that people didn't know it. So they gave an interview to People magazine where you saw the three of them together, but that was for a lot of people news. So there's a line to a really delicate line you've got to walk. You want people to know that you are, you know, to use a horrible political term, just like them. On the other hand, you don't want to exploit that.
All right. Well, Gwen, thanks so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Gwen Ifill is moderator and managing editor of PBS's Washington Week and senior correspondent for the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. Her Essence article on the Obamas is on stands now.